you know, Carl, let's continue some of the discussion we had in our a segment or two ago, which was, you said in 1 month they found all these discoveries of various places.
Fascinating
and,
stuff.
And things like that. And we also talked at one point about whether empires eventually will collapse under their own weight.
Correct.
And we said we would talk about that at one time. That's my point in all of that is that I think that we as America and Americans have a distinct possibility in the next few hundred years of collapsing under our own weight. And I say that because of what appears to be an overabundance of greed and selfishness and the inability to compromise for the greater good that's indicative of our Congress today. To me, the partisanship of our elected members of Congress is contributing to that point. These trusted, certainly, and elevated members of our society, whom we send to represent us, are attached to personal and political power and not attuned to what I would call, Carl, the gift of service.
I agree. But I'm not sure. The only caveat I put in there is a change in the world, the likes of which we haven't seen in the last 2,000 years. And this world is changing so rapidly, so dynamically, based on this handheld device called the phone.
Smartphone, yeah.
The smartphone and our ability to be able to explore the world of the small in extraordinary degrees that I believe that that's the only caveat that I would put in here because it's very, very difficult for me to see beyond the next 10 years. We can make some extraordinary strides and this world can fall, this country can fall on its face. You're absolutely correct. The inability for our men and women in our elected representatives to understand in the public, the simple words, in the public trust.
But, you know, Carl, they see themselves as different. Their health care is different than the average citizen because they voted themselves that health care and made themselves special. Their retirement package is different from ours and in many ways extravagant. To me, Congress and other federal authorities should be required to live under the same rules and entitlements as their constituents do.
And that puts them in the public trust, you see.
Yes.
And that's where we that's where they lose their way. And by losing their way, they also have extended themselves. You and I both worked the Washington beat. We talked about this in an earlier broadcast. And when you're in Washington, D.C., you actually feel the difference. You feel that you are separated from the rest of the country. And in that regard, that separation has now gotten down to the roots of the ability for them to be able to not stand on their individual interests or political beliefs, but to work in the public trust. And they are no longer capable, at least at this point in time, of doing that. Someone said in Washington, D.C., and I wish I could remember who, I was at a dinner down there some months ago, just before Christmas, and he basically said it's time to get rid of them all and start over again. And hopefully, out of that new crop coming in, we'll find some people who understand the public trust. Let's hope that we get that. I don't see any other way of it working.
I don't either, but I also think that we who have the luxury of this bully pulpit.
Yes.
Need to keep talking about this.
I agree.
And keep pointing out that, you know, come on. You are in the public trust. That is your responsibility. You are a citizen legislator. You are not a political. This is not your political job for the rest of your life.
And I think they miss that point when they're more concerned about getting reelected than they are about serving in the public trust. Because
I think everybody would agree with us on that.
They do. What would we do about it? Put different people in that place called the Congress of the United States and say, now get something done? Hmm. Is it all about President Obama because he's a black man? I find that hard to believe. I really do. And I say that because, you know, when we have a woman sitting in the White House, and there's no doubt that some point in time we will, okay, black, white, or otherwise, there will be a woman in the White House, possibly in our lifetime.
Well, look at the other countries of the world that have had women lead their societies.
Yes,
and very well some cases.
No material difference. I think of Golda Meir. I had the pleasure of meeting her. I believe you did as well.
I did, yes.
A remarkable woman, okay?
Yeah.
It was like talking to my grandmother. But she understood, it was so politically savvy. She understood how to get it done.
And Gru Brundtland.
Yes.
I met her. I mean, and did a very good job. Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher. A tough woman. But she did well by her constituents and well by her country. Okay? And did extremely well, quite frankly.
The Iron Lady.
The Iron.
Call her, yeah.
Oh, gosh, she was. I did two interviews with her. I got to tell you something. With ITV, British Television. My gosh. Oh, boy. That was a trip. But nonetheless, she served her country. And when her time was done, she simply said, and I'll never forget the speech because we recorded it for World Television. She simply said, a very short speech, goodbye. Very quick, to the point, typical of her. And that was it.
I mean, when she left office.
Left office. Goodbye. And it was thunderous. And the interview ended. She walked off, and that was the end of that. Remarkable in every way. But when that change comes, I'm wondering whether there will be that much of a difference. I'm wondering.
I don't know. We don't know anything.
We
do is sit here and talk.
Well, when we say, right. Ladies and gentlemen, we got nothing. At this point, I think today, look, I want to say, this program we've been pontificating a lot. I want you to know that. We're above our pontification meter.
Well, you have had a few rants.
I have.
And a couple of raves.
That's true.
So I'm comfortable with it.
There's a balance coming on here?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I have a few more points if you'd like to.
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
What makes people smile more than anything else? Do you know what that is?
When they do something nice for another?
That's true. But what specifically? Can you think of it?
I can't think of anything.
It's the smile of a baby.
Oh, what of course.
And we say what of course. And so
simple.
I got it wrong, too. When you think about it, anytime a baby smiles, I don't care who you are, it puts a smile on your face. It lightens you. And I mentioned this in another broadcast about this little baby laughing at her daddy, and she was a female. Her daddy flipping the pages of the newspaper and making her laugh every time he turned a page. It's interesting enough that he had a newspaper to turn, but nonetheless, she was absolutely hysterical. And it got something like 2.6 million hits because you got to see this thing. It's just absolutely adorable.
Oh, I know. When you see a child laughing and when you talk about hits, there are these various websites where they'll show you videos of both the children and, you know, other interesting and funny things. But when a child laughs, you have to laugh with that child.
You have to.
I'm not talking about just the smile of a baby, but when a toddler starts to laugh hysterically,
it's wonderful.
Boy, it's caught. It catches you.
And what do you think is the most interesting thing that people say is the most important thing in their life in the morning?
Besides a cup of coffee?
Besides a cup of coffee.
I don't know.
You'll be surprised. Waking up.
Well, of course. I mean,
again,
the alternative isn't too great.
The obvious is waking up. And I see these, every now and then I see these little surveys and I'm saying, but that was so obvious. Waking up.
Somehow that's not profound in my book.
No, it's not. But
even though it's delightful to wake up.
But I happen to feel the same way. I am thankful every time I wake up in the morning. I really mean that.
Well,
always have been.
Being thankful is a lot different from one specific awakening.
Outside my window, there's a loving couple of morning doves, and the sound of morning doves is something I cannot describe. It is so comforting to hear a morning dove wake you up in the morning. It's beautiful.
Hmm.
And right there, I have this big tree out there, and there's actually two pairs. I don't know which pair it is. I call them A and B, but the A pair, they're exceptional. And they tweet and they hoot, And I love him. That hoot.
I have a lovey-dovey that wakes me up in the morning. That's not what you're talking about.
No, I do too. But the point is that when I wake up and I hear the sound of the morning doves, I think it's magnificent. But waking up in the morning is one. And what do you think is the most interesting thing that people eat during the course of the day? This is my last one. My last one. The most interesting thing they will eat during the course of the day. There are surveys out about this, and I read this stuff. What do you think?
Oh, cocktail at 5:30?
Bingo!
Was it really?
Yes, it was. Oh. They wait for their cocktail at night or that drink after work.
I love it.
How do you like that?
Hey, I got one right.
That's a bingo. I love it. Anyway, we're on a roll now, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving along here. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we carry on. We thank you very much, as always, for tuning in and listening to our silliness every now and then. And I enjoy that.
Well, of course you do.
I do.
You know why? Because you're a extrovert.
And on that note, we'll leave it. We're back.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.